You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now, in the studio, we have with us Alexa Wilson. Morena, Alexa, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very well.
And we have you in the studio talking about Alien, which is a new play. What would you call it? Is it a play? Is it a performance?
Well, it's playful. I wouldn't call it a play. I like the idea of a play. It's like a monologue, I guess. But it's a performance artwork that interweaves dance, a bit of, I wouldn't even say theatre because I'm not theatre trained, but like text, voice, movement,
awesome.
Strange imagery.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what Alien is about thematically? What can people expect to see if they come to the theatre?
So Alien is kind of the embracing and celebrating the alien body or alien self. In a time that kind of feels like jarringly fractured, but at the same time syncopated because of social media and like, I know it's like easy to blame social media, but like we're all involved in it, I guess. And because the times are so stressful and kind of full of crisis, it makes sense that we lean into those spaces. But I feel like, coming back to the body, because we live in times that are quite digitized. And so, coming back to just kind of embracing difference, like there is no normal. I mean, I know we all know that, but it's like we need reminders that celebrating actually all the, you know, diversity and no human is the same and we shouldn't aim to be. And so it's kind of it presents quite seriously, but it is also kind of satirical and fun in terms of like the way it deconstructs some of the ideas that we have around what are the conventions for each, for various demographics all like,
And it's a one-woman show. It's just you up there embodying the stage. So what is that usual for you to work in a singular way?
Yeah, I have like a multitude of practices. This is my first show back in New Zealand since I've been here from moving back from Berlin and into the pandemic. And I did get funding to do like group works, but they just never got to the stage thanks to lockdowns and restrictions. But, you know, that's just the reality of theatre the last few years. It's all kind of luck in terms of timing. But I do have a really strong solo practice. So like someone described this as like OG Alexa, which was like really thought that was really cute. I'm like, but it actually also feels quite different from other solos I've done because it's less interactive and immersive because I went really crazy with the interactivity and immersion kind of pre-pandemic. And this is much more like visual based and a bit more minimal and spacious. I don't know if that's the Berlin influence, but or the pandemic and like the slowing down and the spaciousness. But I've been told it's like very visual rather as opposed to like this crazy barrage of interactivity, which audiences will probably be relieved to know.
Where did the idea for the work begin? What was its genesis? What started boiling up for you?
I'm playing with the word alien, so like I feel like we love, like there was something quite alienating about the pandemic for me personally, also arriving back into New Zealand and trying to acclimatize being here, but also embracing kind of like the changing body as well, like through age as well, and also in industries that aren't necessarily embracing of that. So addressing some of those things as well. And it's kind of my thing to come back to personalizing what, or politicizing what is kind of personal, but like making it as inclusive or like generic and relatable as well as possible. And it's interesting because I have had quite a few people tell me that the themes resonate for them, which is quite interesting. So as they were alone, together alone, all I have been. So just not afraid of kind of going into what is uncomfortable and vulnerable. because I'm really interested in vulnerability and intimacy and those kinds of things, and the scariest thing possible, which is what it's so Scorpio to do that. But yeah, I don't know if that answered the question.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw in the conversation around the work, you tap into this notion of like best versions of ourselves, which is something that is really interesting to me, of like this cultural phenomenon of what is that? How does that play into the work, or how have you drawn that out and commented on it?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I'm engaged in, you know, the sort of is it the spiritual self-help community? I don't know what you call it, but as a dance person, and so just like as sort of a practice for mindfulness or whatever. But I'm also kind of nervous or wary of like any kind of generic rhetoric that talks about this idea of a best version, because I don't know if it exists.
Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah, and I'm kind of interested in being more present. So that's what I've always tried to do with my work, in terms of politicizing the moment or just before the moment, because sometimes I can preempt things with projects. But yeah, like, I don't know, I just do you rather than trying to pretend to be something, because it sort of seems like a perception that is very elusive, and actually being present is probably the best version, ironically, because you're actually just listening, or you're being with what is with you rather than aspiring to something that may or may not fit. Or you might not fit it.
Mm.
So this idea of fitting is
that like unattainable best version, the very best version, is actually just being present in the self, in the present moment. That's really interesting. What did the process look like developing the work while you were workshopping it? What's the creative process like for you in the studio?
So this came out I started it a year ago out of the wreckage of the last project, which turned to film because of, not being able to get through to the stage. But there was things that were already coming through those works that I was interested in exploring with my own body or myself. So I just kind of deepened into those or leaned into those areas more. And I wasn't even really sure if it was going to become a show or get to the stage, and then it kind of has, and done it in Christchurch, and we'll do it in New York later in the year. And it's awesome to be able to do it in Tamaki Makaurau, because it's my hometown, obviously, and like just playing around in the studio with objects and ideas, and kind of it's almost like recovery too from the last few years, which have been quite intense and jarring for performing arts, but bringing it really back into the body, and wanting to share that with audiences, or if that resonated, then that was, you know. But if it didn't, I actually had no attachment to whether it would go anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to ask and pick up on that, like, what does that feel like when it gets to the point where it wants to be a show, or how do you know when you'd like to take it to the stage?
That's a good question. I think sort of late last year, I also filmed some stuff in New York on this residency that I did, and was working with it there, and there were some really similar things happening between here and there that was interesting to engage with in terms of like what people had been through, and but I think, yeah, it's just courage, really. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this on the stage. Let's see if anyone picks it up. And, yeah, they did. So, yeah, Q Theatre and, yeah, Tiny Fest in Christchurch. And I was kind of nervous about it, because it is quite a vulnerable work. But it also, having done that for a couple of decades, people think often that I'm not vulnerable, because I'm strong and I seem strong, but it's always vulnerable to perform, and especially if it's you.
Yes.
And I think, but I also think that's what's powerful about it, and so that's why people find something that's relatable or resonates with it. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of feedback have you had out of Tiny Fest? What was it like performing to an Aotearoa audience?
Yeah, it was quite surprising. Because for me, it feels quite serious, but people always seem to find the humour. And people reflected to me how it was very beautiful and fun and seemed kind of softer than previous works, even though it's got very strong imagery and is very strong. I've also been told it's badass, which
nice.
Is kind of a nice combo. But I was kind of surprised by the... I think when it's on the stage and it has amazing lighting and stuff, it comes alive and you're with the vision of the lighting designer and the sound people as well who are working with you, and their craft comes in and uplifts it to be something that is quite beautiful, I suppose, and turning kind of serious or intense themes into something quite palatable or digestible, I guess.
And do you think it'd be received in a similar way on when it goes to New York, or is that hard to know?
I've done stuff in a few places, and I definitely find Auckland and New York to be the most similar in terms of their responses to what I do, which is like they find the humour.
Yeah.
I don't know, Auckland audiences really like to laugh. I found that also with New York, but I'm going to share the show with an artist in New York, Emily Lord, and she's said that New York has shifted in the pandemic in terms of like being really into things that are more personal, and which maybe it hadn't prior to that, or it wasn't quite a focus. But so that kind of work is more of interest, I guess, because they went through quite a lot in the pandemic, especially in the early part of it. And embracing that sort of the intimacy of the personal experience is kind of something they're interested in, and they probably always have been, but a little less willing to just laugh things off, I guess. I don't know, it's all there, you know. It's like the complexity of our experiences is to be able to laugh and whatever, feel it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll look forward to feeling it with you at Q Theatre. That opens tomorrow night.
It does.
Right? Cool. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alexa. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll wrap it up there.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.